Good afternoon. This is the Historic Landmarks Commission for September 10th, 2018. I'd like to begin by introducing first the Bureau of Development Services staff.
Hillary Adam.
Members of the commission here today are
Ernestina Fuenmayor.
Maya Foti.
Annie Mahoney.
Kirk Ranzetta.
Kristen Miner.
Matthew Roman.
Mission members are private citizens appointed by the mayor to provide review of new construction or remodeling of projects within designated design zones. We are not paid, but serve entirely as volunteers. More detailed information regarding the purpose and function of the commission can be found in the Portland Zoning Code. Commission members must declare a conflict of interest, bias, or ex parte contact prior to the staff presentation of a particular case. If a commission member has a conflict of interest or bias, they are not allowed to participate in commission discussion or voting on that project. If a commission member has had an ex parte contact, they must declare the substance of it on the record and is subject to for rebuttal. So the first item on the agenda today is items of interest to the commission.
Yeah, I have a couple things. One is the URM project. It was scheduled for the end of September at City Council for them to consider some draft code language. And that was moved to October 3rd. I have the language in an email. I have not had a chance to look at it yet, but I am going to send it out in next week's packets for the 24th so that you guys can all review it ahead of time. And then if somebody wants to, or if we want to appoint somebody to go to City Council and provide testimony, we can do that on that date. So hopefully everybody will have a chance to absorb it. And that would be October 3rd at 2 p.m. One other thing, for the DAR, last time we met, through the whole DOZA project, we've sort of been working with the Design Commission and how we organize our the issues that we highlight in under three tenants: context, public realm, and quality and permanence. And when we met with you at the retreat, you guys discussed that you sort of look at it the macro level and then the micro level. And so for the DAR, I presented the cheat sheet that broke down the guidelines in that way. And I wanted to just check in with you to see if that worked for you, or if the fact that we talked about, you know, other issues outside of that structure was confusing, or if you actually like the context, public realm, quality and permanence structure. So I just wanted to have a little bit of discussion about that so that we can sort of set up all of our DAR and land use, the documents that we present to you so that we can set them up in the proper structure going forward.
Well, I'll jump in. I thought it was actually pretty useful to have that set up. I mean, I didn't necessarily make notes directly on that, I have to admit. And, you know, that's something I think I had said before, that I wanted to, you know, try to get myself to use that tool in that way. So I can still work on that. But I did appreciate having, you know, sort of those larger categories and the way that you put those down. So that's just me.
Yeah, I did find it useful too. I did use it. I didn't write on it, but I used it as my guidance to review through the project. So I went point by point using it, and I thought it was easier to follow up compared to probably the other project that had different structure reports. So I found yours more like easier to compare and find the issues that we were supposed to be talking about. So yeah.
Is your mic on?
Chewing. No, I concur with both the comments.
Thank you. Yeah, sure.
And I agree, and I did use it and did make notes on it, so it was helpful.
Okay. Me too.
Do you feel like you're getting from us
organized responses to that? I mean, do you feel like that? Because I looked through it too, but I'm not sure during the actual DAR, I wasn't as focused on it. But in terms of a tool that we're using together, is it helping?
I mean, I don't think I approached it 100% through that lens. We created the cheat sheet through the macro and micro views, but then I presented the issues I wanted to discuss as singular issues, even though they're interconnected. But, we weren't really talking about micro level details too much at that DAR, so it was mostly a macro level. But I could see going forward on land use reviews when we're talking about massing and how something fits in with its neighbors and where the entries are located, that would be under the macro level. And then we're talking about actual detailing, that'd be under micro stuff. But I also wanted to see if you liked having distinct issues to talk about, or if you wanted it to be merged more as a, here are the macro level issues and here are the micro level issues to discuss.
You know, I've been guilty of this, of getting into the details when we don't necessarily have consensus on the macro. Mm-hmm. So I think it is useful to have those two areas kind of distinguished or delineated for the commission, because it helps people to kind of understand and to kind of come to an understanding that, if we can't agree on the macro issues, then the applicant, we're not doing the applicant any favors, because by the time we get to them, it could be at the very end and we may not have very useful comments for them, because we just haven't had time to think about it or consider it. So
I'm just thinking about it in terms of something I read in our draft, and it's relating to consistency and sort of having the applicant understand that it's going to be sort of a typical process. And so I think, in as much as you're preparing us with those types of documents, I find it very useful to get all those issues, at least the issues that you're aware of, listed out.
Great.
Sometimes the micro of details, we had one, is it bypass glass or plate? I mean, those are kind of details, even though they're on some levels also macro. Anyway, I want to be consistent, and I want to help you guys, have the applicants feel like their expectations are not being pulled out from under them during the process. So, and I think, speaking to the macro-micro issue, following up Commissioner Ranzetta, if you don't think you're going to approve something on a macro level, it can be misleading to get into detailed discussions with people, because they think they hear what you're saying is that you're leading them to an answer, but you're not ever going to get to an answer if you can't accept we have to be responsible to be consistent too. And so, anyway, I hope I am. Call me on it if I'm not.
Do you see some kind of marriage between this macro-micro sort of framework and the context/compatibility, public realm, and quality and permanence? I mean, is there some cross over there, or do you think that we should be looking at it under our own sort of lens? Because I'm trying to find ways to make it easier for staff too, because I feel like the design team is definitely ingrained in this context, public realm, quality and permanence mode. And so it'd be nice to stay close to that framework.
I definitely think that there's a crossover, and I think we should be talking about those issues in some cases more than we are.
Okay.
But, right now what's in my mind is a project in Central City, and such as the DAR we just had. So it does become a little bit more removed, you know, if we're talking about an individual landmark building
right.
somewhere outside of Central City.
Right.
I know that's not helping you, but
I'm just wondering, could you, I don't want to dwell on this too much. Could you maybe look through those cheat sheets and see if anything is in maybe in the wrong category? And maybe can
I'll be honest, I can't really remember exactly how it was organized from 2 years ago.
Yeah. Pull it up and just refresh our memories.
And I'm trying to understand if you want us to give you a hierarchy. So, like, do we first do those three categories, and then within each of those, we're talking about macro and micro within each of those realms? Or, I mean, I can't remember how.
Well, right, the way that it was for the DAR, it was macro level, there was like a mid-range, and then there was micro, which was very small category, because it's talking about awnings and signs and stuff, and we definitely weren't there for that. But I mean, it's a totally different, it is kind of a different way of looking at it than you're talking about context, and then you're talking about public realm, and then you're talking about quality and permanence. I mean, I feel like they all overlap, so like sorting them into categories through the design review lens and through landmarks lens is tricky sometimes, because those guidelines do talk about big scale and small scale. I don't know, it's just a little homework maybe, if if you could just look at that cheat sheet and think about that, and maybe make some notes and then just hand them to me, or we can discuss them next time we meet too.
And maybe I'm not addressing the topic, but it seems like whatever you present that makes us give you clearer answers, because sometimes when we start talking, it's hard. I don't even know how you take notes, because it can be kind of hard sort of. It's yeah. easier when you have a black and white yes, no question, yes or no. And these questions are not black and white, obviously. Right. And so any way that we could categorize it where the answers are more succinct to that specific topic is to benefit to everybody, to yeah. you. And so.
Maybe, I don't know. I'm thinking if it could be good if we prepared some kind of a structural way on how do we want to manage the discussion. Like, we're going to start on this point. And then, and I know we kind of go through it, like with what you send us, and then we go with it, but it will be more specific. Like, we go, okay, these are the topics that we know are the main issues, and we're going to talk about this, 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 and then yes, no, yes, no, yes, no, and then going next. I don't know, I'm thinking, like, when you do the agenda, you make it a very clear, okay, these are the points I want to actually touch, and then we're not going to talk about details until, like, very end if we get there. Like,
right.
Things very specific. I mean, no, I'm not saying that you have to do that. Maybe we have to think about it when we're going through the project or through any of the
right.
the things, and then just prepare our notes and say, like, this is the way we should talk about it. And
we're trying to set it up so that you can do that fairly easily.
She may not have been here when that draft document was presented, because we had a...
For the first retreat, or
well, didn't you have a? We had a sort of a, we had a discussion of how we were going to organize our meetings, basically right. through the use of.
It was a few months ago. I can't remember exactly when it happened. Stacy presented that.
It might be worth sending that out to us again if you were. Okay. I can probably dig it out.
Yeah, I was actually going to talk about it today a little bit, but.
I think you're making the exact point of you know, the usefulness of the prep materials is mm-hmm. in sort of distilling down what the essential issues are, and that we want to talk about the big ones first and make sure that we're all kind of there on that. So I totally agree. I think that's the essence of what they're trying to do with the cheat sheets and all of that, is to try to keep us on track.
Yeah.
And I'm sorry, I'm the guiltiest one of taking us off track, probably. So.
No, I said I don't think that's true. No.
It's you know, it's I think when you know, if we don't have any organizing document and then, okay, here's the design. And then it's like, okay, if someone starts to talk and it might not even be necessarily perfectly on point in terms of the main issue. So I really appreciate the thoughtfulness that goes into sort of the prep memos and all that. And those matrices that they just get you to think about the question, particularly as it relates to the guidelines. So.
Yeah, and I mean, I think from, and I go back to just kind of like when I'm reviewing these things, you know, in my office, it helps to have that matrix. We may not, as a commission, go through the matrix itemized way, but at least it helps to flush out, you know, the issues on those main categories. And so that's where I found it most useful. It's not as useful, I think, from a procedural standpoint within the commission, because we get in, you know, it seems like we get in, we don't leave or allocate enough time to kind of go through everything. And it's not, I don't think it's necessarily organized for us as a commission to go through it during the meeting, but from a review standpoint, it's very helpful for me.
Sometimes you realize you don't need to get to the detail part of the list because you couldn't get past the big part. So it's like, that helps organize you too.
Yeah. Makes your review shorter.
Okay, I think that helps. State of the city. I think you all got my email today. The deadline's been bumped up. There might be wiggle room for a day or two in there, but I think at our next meeting, we should say, okay, this is it, make these edits. And then move forward, Annie, if you need help with the actual document.
I'm confused about the dates. So you threw out the 17th as a date we needed to get information to someone?
Yeah.
Is that right?
Oh, so today, sorry, today. I just got it today and I've been on go like the whole time.
Yeah. So we need to get the report to someone on next Monday.
Yes, and that's me. So that's why I printed copies.
And this hasn't changed,
Hillary.
These are old.
Yeah.
Okay.
So now,
because I sent, I just a wanted lot to, of stuff yeah. that
I haven't
didn't
done
make
anything.
It in here.
And I did too, right. But like a long time ago. Did you get that? And I resent it. Did you get that?
I got the second one.
Okay. So is that in this then?
No. Oh, no. Okay. That's what I'm trying to say is like this has not been worked on since the last time you saw it.
So I just wanted to highlight the extra date, but we can talk about this after Brandon does his little bit, because
the copy you just passed out is not as recent as the copy I printed and brought with me today, because it's missing sections.
There's a bunch of stuff missing.
Okay. What day did you send that out? Because I can print new ones.
No, I haven't sent anything out, is what I'm trying to say.
But how do you have a more updated
the
one? Not
the one you did send out is more updated than the one she just passed out, is what the point I'm making. Because you sent out one.
I found the last one.
I don't know, was it?
The day before.
The last one you sent out. So
the last time we met, Hillary printed them out for us, and that was the most recent version. And should match the one today.
I'm sorry, I thought I printed the...
That's all right, I'm just...
It looks like it does. It's the last one. Oh, no, it's not.
See, you added the photos.
You're right, it's the older one. Sorry.
That's right.
So... What is our timing here? I mean, we have precious little time.
So I'll go home or back to the office, and I'm gonna pick up everything everybody sent me. You know, since the last one, I've only gotten updated articles. I think I don't know if you have comments on the layout or. Anything like that. I'm gonna take the quiz out completely.
Yeah,
I think that's
because it's not working.
Right.
And then if you have any supporting documentation to your article, like stats or something, a quote that you'd like me to put. I kind of pulled out some as I was reading it last week, but I could put in the side lines for each article. But if there's something you would prefer I put there, let me know. So I would like to get a draft out end of the day tomorrow.
Okay.
All the updated articles and things you've sent me. So that you can get me comments back Thursday or Friday, and then I can make those changes.
As you're going through it too, there's some, since we all wrote different sections of it, there's just some stylistic things that, like the A, B, C, D headings, I don't know how they relate to the other headings, and there's some out of sequence headings, and then also, for instance, like in C of affordable housing, it's sort of written with these blue titles in between paragraphs, mm-hmm. where the other ABCs are, they don't have those.
Yep.
I don't know. Some of that's really easy to just...
Yeah, and I just kind of went from how it was organized, how it was sent to me. So I didn't, if it's not important to have it that way, then let me know. I'm happy to change it. Yeah. And then the ABC was sort of trying to group these articles within, you know, I think Kristen was trying to organize that for me in terms of sequencing. And then I thought maybe it would tie them all together as a topic. But again, I'm happy to adjust that.
And I think everyone should be responsible for making sure that they put their piece into EndNotes format. Right. So,
yeah.
And that you have those, because I know in design, that's always such a joy.
Yeah.
I have to get your help. I don't do a lot of writing, so yeah. I need to know how to back the new case. Okay.
Sure. So did we decide we're putting them all at the back of the, right?
So that was going to be my next question. Like, should we lump all the end notes, or should we say, you know, like, is there one for all sections of the affordable housing and then one for each?
That's what I was
each?
Thinking, yeah. Make it easier to find.
I was sort of thinking that, too.
The section that Commissioner Chung wrote has a lot of hyperlinks to articles,
yes.
and references.
Yeah.
I don't begin to know how to English that up to where it...
Yeah.
I was going to say, let's tackle this, I think, after Brandon's presentation,
yes.
Because he's got a relatively brief bit today. It's not the hour and a half that's advertised, but it's going to be a lot shorter so that we can come back to kind of the individual sections and main questions and provide that to Annie. So with